isn't friend the best. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vasantino is singing that song.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog to cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time.
Live on your computer and various other places, Baggy Goodies Productions, Alan Patterson Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Robert Lawhon, Michael Player, Cassandra Rukubinski. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino, and now, because she thinks her little wiener dog Toby has superpowers, Josie Pasantino.
Fun. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Josie Show tonight. We have a great, great, great show coming at you. We have three guests back-to-back, so it is going to be craziness, but that's how we like it, so we're good. And so we have tonight, I'll get to chat with Robert Lawhon, Michael Player, and Cassandra Kavinsky. So it's going to be such a great show, so you do not want to miss a minute of it. And then later on in the show, we'll tell you all about our VIP members, share some show and station announcements with you. You know, we always have announcements. We always have something to tell you. So please stay tuned for the whole show. It's going to be so good. All right. So I am very, very excited. Let's get started. Everyone, please welcome to the show our first guest, Robert Lawhon. Hey.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
How are you
guys? I am doing so great. Thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Anytime, anytime. I'm very excited to be talking with you. It's going to be great. It will. So I kind of wanted to get started a little bit at, you know, how you got started with this, because you started at a very young age because you come from a musical family. So can you tell us about that young start to your music career? Tell us about it.
I played with my mom, dad, and my brother. They all played since I was about 8 years old. Started playing drums, and my dad told me, you know, you need to play guitar and get up front instead of playing drums and sing. So started learning acoustic guitar and singing, getting up front and being front in the show. And my dad had retired and moved from Houston down to Rockdale, where we live now. And he had played with a bunch of people like William Warren, the one that did The Wild Side of Life. He wrote that song. And Perk Williams, he was known for Please Release Me, Let Me Go. So I got to play with them because Dad had played with them for a moment. And that was my first professional gig, was stuff like that. And then I did the operas, and I was in stage band in high school later on, and played guitar and percussions and all kinds of stuff there, and kind of went from there to, me and my brother started a band, I guess in the 80s, early 80s, maybe 80, somewhere around in there, and we weren't riding around everywhere and having the paid vacation, you know.
Yeah, right.
playing all the gigs and seeing the world and not making any money, but making enough to see everything and having fun.
Right. That's the fun part, is getting to travel around and meet new people. That's the part.
Yeah.
Wow, so, that's so cool.
And I grew up church, so right now I'm playing in church, in the church band also, Cowboy Church. And so then played with Johnny Lyon. First, I got to the Cotton Club. I sat in with them, and they hired me, and I played there for a long time. It was called the Cotton Pickers now. I think they're called the Can't Hardly Playboys now. The Cotton Club was the big hot spot for around here. Everybody that was off the road went to the Cotton Club when they, you know, jammed on the Sundays, and I got, you know, to meet people from the bands that played with the stars. And eventually, I never dreamed of it. You know, I grew up playing the music, but I never thought I'd be on stage with them. And here I am getting to play with, you know, like Daryl McCall and, you know, all these people that I grew up learning from. So then after that, I got with Johnny Lyon. And And Johnny Lyon was, I guess, one of my mentors. He he owned the place in Bryan called the Texas Hall of Fame. So all the stars would come, you know, to the Texas Hall of Fame, and they would play their gig, but we would get to open for them, and a lot of times we'd get to play with them. So then I got to meet Frenchie Burke, and I played lead guitar with Frenchie Burke a long time, about 7 years, with Johnny Lyon, and it was Frenchie Burke, and got to play with Daryl McCall and Dusty Bridges.
Wow.
Let's see, there's just a list I'm trying to think. I got to meet Leon Rouse and play with the old Texas Playboys with Leon Rouse, and play with Hank Thompson, and just all the guys that I grew up learning their songs. You know, you'd think you'd never meet them, but much less be on stage with them.
Right.
A blast. Mm-hmm. And I got my little wall of fame at the house, you know, pictures of me and them. A lot of fun.
That's so cool. Yeah. Wow. That is so, so cool. Well, I mean, it's a very neat feeling to finally get to meet someone that you know, learn their songs and know what they do. It's pretty a surreal feeling. So that's a really great experience for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was like always a backstage pass, or anytime I went to a concert, I really never had to pay for a ticket because I knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody.
Right. Right. That's awesome, though. That works.
Yeah.
It does. That is very, very neat. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, some of the great, great people that you work with, but who are your biggest musical influences that you haven't met but you really would love to?
Wow. That's a tough one.
I know. So many.
Wow. Because a lot of times we'd go in clubs where we was playing and they'd have, you know, a bunch of pictures on the wall. And I would look at maybe 20 or 30 pictures on the wall and go, I play with that guy. No, that guy, I play with that guy. Oh, for this guy. I said, there's only like two of them I haven't worked with or played with. And that's just so tough because I think I've met all my real heroes already or played with them.
Right. Exactly.
Now, there's a lot of people that's coming up in the music business, you know, that I haven't met yet that, wow, my brain's just kind of paused for a second there. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that is. There are so many. There are so many great artists that are, you know, your older traditional, you know, greats, and then also, you know, there's a lot of newer artists out there. So that one's a tough one. That's a really tough one. But
did I sound like a politician? I'm sorry.
No,
I'm trying to beat around the bush.
No. You're good. Yeah, no, I totally understand because that one is a tough one. There's so many amazing artists. But I love, though, that you stick with your roots. You have a strong love for country music. But you have played other genres as well. Can you tell us about that? What other genres did you used to play, I should say?
Well, I grew up, you know, back in the early days, we were all doing the Foreigner and all the rock and roll. We had the long, curly hair, and then we found out we could make a little more money playing country, so that's what we started doing, and just everything and anything, and blues and jazz, and I was in stage band, you know, for 4 years, like I said, and we did a lot of the funk and jazz, and that was my guitar roots, too. So it wasn't just country. And I wound up with a love for all music. You know, music's what's pleasing to the ear. So if I like the song, I like the song. I don't care if it's rock, country, blues, or what.
Exactly.
So good songs are good songs.
Yeah, definitely. I'm the same way. If it has a great beat and a great message to it and I can, like, jam to it, then that's the song. Yeah. I am the same way, absolutely. That's the best part about music. And you mentioned a few that you know, have shared the same stage or opened, you know, for, you know, like Daryl McCall. And I also seen on your page, you know, Willie Nelson, Johnny Paycheck, Charlie Rich. I mean, so many names. If you go into his bio, you'll know what I'm talking about. But can you tell us? Yeah, there's so many that I can't even name or else our time would be up. But can you tell us about experiences like that? Were you nervous? Did you go in there and just, were you confident, or what happened?
Well, yeah, you always get nervous, but, you know, standing on stage in front of a bunch of people like that, and you're thinking, oh boy, and then at the same time you're going, wow, this is what I've always wanted to do, this is neat. So yeah, you get nervous and you just have to close your eyes and pretend you're in your living room singing to yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I do that a lot. I get more nervous now in front of three or four people sitting around than I do in front of a big crowd. That's just like now. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, I got to go on the radio. Okay, here I am. It's just a radio show. And then I go, no, it's the Josie show. So I'm a little nervous right now.
No need to be. I mean, come on now.
I know. But you get those little butterflies. It's really exciting. You never lose that.
Yeah. I think that's normal, though. I mean, if you don't have those butterflies and if you're not excited like that, then, you know, you're not excited about doing your job.
Right.
I think that's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good
thing,
though. That's a good thing. Yes, yes. And so I know I got a song of yours that I'm going to actually play in just a moment, but can you tell us about some of the music that you currently have out right now, Circling the Web, radio, all that fun stuff?
Okay, well, I'm working on it right now. A friend of mine, Randy Brown, had called me up one day out of the blue and said, hey, I'm working with Hillside Records. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, we'd love to get you in there. Would you be interested? And I said, sure. So he sent a demo, and they liked it, and called me back, and we were working on getting some stuff recorded, and I did all this in my living room. You know, I played all these different instruments and tried to do it all myself, and because we didn't have a lot of money to do it, you know, and I got stuff done, and then I sent it to Larry Tilford, which played keyboards for the Geezin Slaws, a friend of mine in Austin. He had a big studio, and he's been mixing and mastering and kind of helping me produce. So we finally got this one, you know, good enough to do. And that's the one that Hillside Records helped me release, and it's called Moon Over Texas. And I've got some more songs almost ready to go. I was going to go on to a Kickstarter program or something to try to get a backer to finance. Because it takes a lot of money to finance the whole album. So right now I'm in the process of finding a backer and maybe doing some Kickstarter programs, trying to get my T-shirts ready to sell. And I don't even have my website up yet, but I'm on Facebook. So if anyone would like to, they could send me a request on Facebook and be my friend. And most of my stuff's on there. And soon I will get a website, and hopefully we'll have some more songs out on CD Baby in the next few months. But CDBaby.com is where they're at right now.
Perfect. Perfect. That's easy.
Stacey,
that's super, super easy.
Stacy at Hillside Records is the one that helped me out, and she got them on CD Baby for me, and
I've
been buying them, so
yeah,
we like them.
That's important. That's that's the most important part. That's awesome. That's
kinda
super, super great.
Kind of scary when you do your own music. You know, you've done everybody else's music, and like I said, playing with all them people that I played with and opened for and everything. It's like they've got really good songs, and then you go, okay, is my song good enough? So that's just something you have to let the audience decide.
It's true. That's true. But your songs are great, and we have, like I said, we have one tonight, so I know everybody's going to really, really enjoy it. So I just want to play that right now. I know everybody's going to love it. So it's called Moon Over Texas, and so let's play that, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here we go.
Yes,
we will be, we'll be right back and talk about it.
Promised her gold and a big chunk of Texas. He had more money than all of the rest did. He told her she was just what he was looking for. He said, don't worry about spending a dime. All you'll have to spend is your sweet time. I'll buy you Texas or anything your heart desires. She took the little plot of land and the moon over Texas, the little bitty stars in the big blue sky. She reached up and held the moon in the palm of her hand. She picked out that old car that she's still driving and added a couple of baby seats. And she's still just as deep in love as she's ever been. I told her the moon and blue skies above was all I could offer besides true love from a cowboy that fortune overlooked. She said, "Don't worry, we'll get along fine. It was easy for you to make up my mind. You're everything I've ever wanted and more." She took the little plot of land and the moon over Texas, the little bitty stars in the big blue sky. She reached up and held the moon in the palm of her hand. And she fires up that old car that she's still driving and goes to work every day. And she's still just as deep in love as she's ever been. She took the moon over Texas. She took the moon over Texas.
And that was Moon Over Texas by Robert Laughan, and we are back right now. And so I really wanted to ask, can you tell us a little bit about this song, what it means to you?
Well, just out of the blue, the idea came, and I wrote it down in just about 5 minutes, and it was a song. Just, I don't know where it came from, just in the back of my mind somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really write it about anyone. I was probably thinking about Angie at the time I wrote it, but didn't really write it about her, but I'm not going to tell her that. Oops, I already did.
Whoops!
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of wrote it about her.
It's a good song. It really is.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It is. It's a really, really great song. And, yeah, CD Baby is where everybody can go to check out your music, like you said. So, easy. So check it out. Make sure you buy it and show your support. And also, I know you have, you know, Facebook and all that, like you said. Can you one more time give away that link so people can find you easily?
Well, right now, I don't know if there's a link. I'm just on Facebook, and I have friends that send friends requests, and I'll accept the request, and then I've got everything on my page. I don't have the website set up or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you would just go on Facebook and send a friends request, and and then you could see everything.
Perfect.
I need 5,000 friends anyway. I've only got a few, so.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Friend them.
And that way, when I get, you know, my other songs on, I can put it on there that there's new songs on there, and I'll get my web page up and everything, and I'll send the link from Facebook to you. I'm kind of computer illiterate, so I have to get help with stuff like that.
I understand. I am definitely the same way at times. I hear you. I hear you. But it's very easy. All you have to do is search your name, Robert Laughan, and you pop right on.
There's a couple of them, or maybe three on there, because I've got some cousins with the same name, but I'm the one with the cowboy hat.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
There you go. That's an easy way to find you. Just look for the cowboy hat.
Yeah,
perfect.
That'll work.
Perfect. That works. We are running out of time, but I just want to ask you a couple more important questions just to get the information out. I know that you are, currently working on more music. I know that you're trying to find backer, all that fun stuff. But are you currently, do you have any upcoming performances planned where your listeners can see you? Anything on the books yet?
Just a few little things here and there. I'm playing in LaGrange at Susie Q's this tomorrow night, in fact. And then just a few little things here and there. Right now I'm kind of trying to get the music done, but if somebody calls me, I'll book the – I've got weddings and some private parties and things like that. So nothing really on the book solid right now, but that changes daily, so.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right,
I need
right.
to get my web page and my schedule finished, but it's like so many things to do, and there's only one. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
That's your excuse, and you're sticking to it. Yes. Exactly. There's so much to do, so little time in the day. I got you.
Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, I really just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me on the show, and I love your show.
Thank you.
I want to say thanks to everybody that helped me out, starting with you and, you know, like my buddy Larry Burgess that got a hold of Miss Bartlett Brown that got me on the show, and I'd like to say thanks to Stacy at Hillside Records and Larry Tilford and Randy Brown, and I'd like to say hello to Dooley. Well, I better say Raymond. He told me he's too old to be called Dooley anymore, so.
There you go.
Yeah, he turned 9, so he said, "Don't call me Dooley in front of my friends no more, please." I said, "Okay." I'll call him Raymond.
Raymond, aw, that is so cute. I love it. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show. And we'd love to have you back on when any new music comes out. We would love that for, like, an update.
Great, I appreciate that. I'll definitely give you a call and let you know when I got some more stuff out.
Perfect. Thank you. And we will chat with you again very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you have a great day and a better tomorrow.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye. Love it. Bye. That was Robert Lahan, and we are very excited to have talked to him. He's amazing. I got to play his song, Moon Over Texas. And I hope you guys all check him out on CD Baby and also Facebook if you type in his name. So make sure you do that. Thank you. And so now I want to put on my next guest. Is my next guest here? Awesome. I got the thumbs up. that is a good sign. So everyone, please welcome my next guest, Michael Player. Woohoo!
Hi, Josie. Can you hear me? Hey.
I can hear you perfectly.
You can hear me? Excellent. I can hear you perfectly, too. The magic of technology.
I know, right? Absolutely.
That's right.
I am so, so glad that you came on the show. Thank you for coming.
Well, I am too, and you're quite welcome, Josie. It's my pleasure.
Awesome. It's going to be a great show. I got some music of yours. But first, I really just want to kind of start from the beginning when, you know, how did you start making music? How did this all begin for you?
Well, you know, it's kind of common. I think a lot of people share the same thing. I really credit my mother. We used to sing in church, and, of course, my mother was a big influence on, you know, getting me out there in church and singing, and we'd do specials in church, and then that just kind of continued on, and even today, I'll bring Mom up on some of my little acoustic gigs, and we'll do a couple old numbers, and she still sings with me, so from the beginning, that was big, that's what got me kicked off for a love of singing. I think I inherited it from her.
Wow. That is so, so cool. I love that. I love that you kind of got it tossed down to you.
Yeah, yeah.
That is
very
cool.
I guess you get a little bit of it naturally, and then the other, you know, just getting out there and working on it.
Exactly. Thank goodness she pushed you to do that.
Yeah, awesome. Right, yeah. Definitely. My grandmother bought me my first guitar, and so I actually, when she bought it for me, I didn't play it right off the bat, but it's kind of funny. I had grown up listening to country music, pretty much old rock and roll and country, and then Garth Brooks came out in the early 90s, and I didn't know it at the time, but I was at a music store, and you could buy a music book that was the actual CD. So every song that was on the CD was a music book, and then the music book would show you where to put your fingers on the guitar neck. And so when the words came up, and I kind of already knew the songs, that helped me play guitar. So my mother and Garth Brooks kind of kicked off my guitar playing and singing career.
Cool.
That's kind of funny. He didn't know it yet. We've never met, but he indirectly got me going in country music.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is so, so cool. That is very, very neat. And I've never seen one of those, I don't think. But that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if they still make them that way. I bet they probably do. But, you know, I thought people just did it the hard way, and they learned how to, you know, play music by listening to the radio, which is one way to do it. But then I never even knew you could buy the sheet music. So there were some popular songs, you know, on the radio, and sure enough, you could hear the songs on the radio and, you know, have the music in front of you. And so that helped out a lot. Not that I hate music. You know, I mean, if it's in the G chord, then that's what songs it in, and that kind of that's the key, so that kind of starts out how to learn the song. So, you know, I got a lot of course, then when you learn, like, it took me about a week or two and kind of learned the first chords to the Thunder Rolls, and then we had some kind of thing at the school, and I brought the guitar to the school, and I played it for my friends, and they were like, that's the coolest thing we've ever seen, man. You can play that song just like it's on the radio. So that just, you know, kind of reinforced your ability to, or your desire to get out and play in public, and, you know, good things happen from that point on, I guess.
Exactly. Well, that's the motivation. Having them say that it sounds just like on the radio, it makes you want to work even harder and learn more songs.
Yeah. Well, you definitely don't want to get up there and try to play, and they think, well, that's not very good.
Right.
That won't get you. You know, that won't kick your career off. But you know, it's helped, and I've had a lot of fun doing it. I really have.
Exactly, which is all that counts. And you have had so many amazing experiences. You got to open up for such legends as George Jones and Willie Nelson, just to name a few. And can you tell us a little bit about those experiences? What was that like?
Well, actually, it was Chili Fest 2004. We played a couple of different venues around College Station when I was going to school at A&M. And I was with a band that opened up for George Jones at the Chili Fest, and so you don't really, when you're backstage, you're kind of the low man on the totem pole back there. You know, we were like the first or second band to get up there, and it's like we had gotten there right when his tour bus pulls up. So I think we had started playing music, and we're looking back. I'm sitting there on the stage, and I'm sitting there playing bass for this band I was playing with, and so I looked back, and I was like, I nudged the lead singer, and I was like, man, that's George Jones' bus, man. And he's trying to look back. He's trying to play for a couple of thousand people, and I'm looking back and saying, man, the possum's here, you know. So I did get the I didn't get the opportunity to meet him, unfortunately. I can't say that I met George Jones, but I can say that we opened for George Jones in an indirect way.
Exactly.
But it was a lot of fun. It's just experience. There's a big concert called Chili Fest, and it's near Bryan College Station. And I probably still have it every year, but it's always a big name that goes out there, and it's always something, you know, to try to get involved in and play your music and get out there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet. Well, hey, that's all that counts is you got to open up.
That's right. You got to get something under your belt, right? I mean, I can't say that I didn't.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I can't say that I played with him on stage, but, you know, yeah, it's still something. It's still a feather in your hat.
Exactly. Not a lot of people could say that, so, I mean, it works. That is very,
well,
very cool.
Yeah,
that is super, super neat. And, you know, I also wanted to mention, you could play, a wide variety of music, but who did you look up to in the music industry and still today look up to?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of one of those things where I've gotten so far along now, I just have to thank so many people. I think a lot of the influence is somebody that would, you know, people that could tell a story with a song. People like James Taylor and Garth Brooks to an extent. People that didn't have the, I really appreciate the people that could just sit on a stool with a guitar and get people to pay attention. You know, I remember when I was really trying to be a musician, at least more than I am, you know, when I was younger, but the Eagles had come out with that, you know, their Hell Freezes Over tour. And so that was influenced highly by what I do, kind of, you know, I'm influenced by the Eagles.
Yeah.
A lot of singer-songwriters, you know, I think the same people that have influenced so many others before me, Towns Van Zandt, you know, Steve Earle, people that, you know, would get out there and they weren't afraid to let what was in, you know. There's a thing, it's kind of like what Robert was saying before, there's a thing where you do everybody else's songs and then you step out on a limb, so to speak, and start doing your song. And
right.
So I've had people come up and tell me you sound just like so-and-so, or I've been compared to Dan Fields. But I can't really say that's been an influence on me, but I think that's one of the reasons why they say Dan Fields is because he was famous for telling stories to songs, not just getting up there and singing about, you know, four-wheel drives and tailgates and cute girls and stuff like that. I mean, that's fun, too, don't get me wrong. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm more influenced by people that can get up and write their own stuff and put their heart and soul out there with them and the guitar, you know.
Exactly. And I think that is really, really cool, though, that you're able to kind of, you know, you're able to do that. And I love that you like all sorts of different music, but you also have, like, a style all your own. For example, you have a love for classic country music, yet you have like a little different edge to your vocal. So can you tell us about, you know, walking that fine line between classic country and the more modern sound? Can you describe that kind of sound for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be considered maybe like, well, I mean, as far as my sound goes, I really can't help that. I think that there's some things that I can do, and if I want to do a cover and I can kind of change my voice exactly the way it sounds like it would if, you know, Merle Haggard was singing it. But that's a very difficult thing to do when you're making it on your own as an independent, because you want your own sound and you don't want to sound like somebody else. But yet the reason why people like certain people is because they sound like George Jones, or they sound like Dierks Bentley, or they sound like somebody else. And so that's kind of a foot in the door, but then you strive to kind of get your own sound. And that's, you know, I'm still trying to find that. But, if that's what it takes, I kind of play the crowd. You know, there's a popular artist down here in Texas named Kevin Fowler, and that's exactly what he does. And he plays the crowd, and if it's a rocking crowd, then, I mean, he's going to do Aerosmith, and he's going to do Queen, and he's going to do the old party rock. But if it's time to sit down and listen to what's on your heart, you know, he'll pull out a stool and get an acoustic guitar out and do a couple of ballads, so... My style, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is, and I've been proud to say that I do. When I listen to my voice on a studio, which I try not to do too much, I do think that it's kind of like I haven't heard that. So, you know, whether or not that's going to be popular or commercial, that's yet to be seen. But I kind of agree with you. Even when I sit back and look at my own stuff, I'm like, well, that's kind of different. So different is good, I think.
It is. It really is. And I love it. I love the twist that you do, and I love it. I really do. And like I said, we have a couple songs, so I know that everybody's going to love them. So let's play your first song that we have tonight called 12 Ounce, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it.
All right.
All right. Here we go, everyone. Here is 12 Ounce by Michael Player. We'll be right back with him in a moment.
Stopping at the bar to spend a little time. I've got some issues to get off my mind. Go ahead and leave a message, it's your dime. I'll be drowning your memory 12 ounces at a time. I woke up this morning and you weren't there. It made me realize you don't care enough. No sense in sitting around
Amazing. No problem. No problem. I'm so glad I got to play it. And I know that, yes, I love it. And I know, you know, your new fans, new listeners out there that are, you know, now listening to your music might want to find your music and purchase it. So where are the best places for people to find your music and check it all out?
MichaelPlayer.com. And that's my official website. Now that will redirect you to a Reverb Nation site. And if you scroll down to the bottom of that site, you can buy a few of the songs. You know, I'm in the middle of duplication or working out a duplication deal trying to get the CD duplicated. It's complete from the studio, but I've been telling people if they want my music, you know, they can email me too. And we'll work out a way to get them the music. For right now, I'm probably about 4 weeks away from having it duplicated, replicated, you know, that sort of thing, getting it packaged for a commercial sale. But you go to MichaelPlayer.com, and that will. There's at least three singles on there that are for sale, and then part of that sale will actually go to charity too. I believe it's Water is the charity there. You can read more about that when you go through the purchase process of getting those songs. But you know, being an independent musician, it's really it's difficult having to write the music, perform the music, get the gig, work your website, work your Facebook. So this is all me, you know. And I'm working out the process of getting it duplicated to sell the music and finding out the right avenues. But you can definitely buy at least three of those singles on MichaelPlayer.com. And my entire CD is on that website you can listen to for free. I don't think you can download it for free. At least I hope not. But... you know,
right.
You can at least listen to everything that I've done. So,
perfect. So that's very, very easy. Just the website, and I'll post the link on our pages so people can go directly to your website.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Anytime. So that's the one-stop shop, just your website, and you can find everything there. I love that. Yes.
Well,
I
feel if I had to choose a time to be an independent artist or, you know, someone who tries to do their stuff on their own, now is the time because, you know, you can get on these websites and you can build your own website and you can, you know, market your music from a grassroots level. And it's really, in my opinion, it's the best way to do it. It's the hardest way, but it's the best way to do it. And I've been very fortunate. I mean, it's not all me. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I might sound like it's me, but I've been had a lot of help from a lot of people, and it's been a good thing.
Exactly. I mean, you do, and you know, you do need that support behind you to, you know, help you out around the edges. But I mean, but you know, you're really working hard to put out your music and stuff. So I hope everybody goes to the website and just checks it all out.
Me too.
awesome. And I believe you're also on some social networking sites. So can you just give out, you know, the best ones that you're on, you know, Facebook or?
Yeah, Facebook has been real good. Just like, you know, I guess it's not, there's not like a website on Facebook. You just go up to the top of Facebook and in that search, in that toolbar, search Michael Player. And I think there's a couple of players that come up there, but they might not be musicians. But I'm the one from Texas. I guess I have a musicians page and I have a personal page. Either one, you know, like I kind of mingle them both together, but... you know, you're welcome. Everybody's welcome to friend me and keep up with what's going on. And if you're ever down in the Houston area or Central Texas, look up where I'm playing and come see me.
Yes, do it. Do it, everybody. I definitely will try to, you know, next time I'm in Texas, I definitely have to come to one of your shows. I would love that.
Well, I think you're growing a following down here in Texas, Josie, because I have mentioned, I said, I'm going to be on that show, you know, and I put you on my Facebook, and they're like, yeah, way to go, that's right. And so you're probably building a pretty good fan base down here.
Well, thank you, yes. I really hope so, because I've been to Texas, and I absolutely love it. So I'm really hoping to go back many, many times.
Well, we're kind of independent. We've got a good independent music scene going down here, and we kind of do our own thing, which is both traditional and a little bit of, you know, there's some cutting-edge stuff that we're doing down here, but it's great to be a part of it, and, you know, we don't always have to follow the same old Nashville Top 40 cookie-cutter thing. You know, we can do our own thing and be successful at it. It's a blessing.
Right. Exactly. That's what I love about it. So I'm definitely going to try to make a trip. And speaking of Texas, this brings us to your next song. That was a great segue. The next song we're going to play is Lonesome in Texas. So let's play that right now, and we will be right back. Here we go. Love it. Check it out, everybody.
Right, the words seem to leave me tonight. I lost my best friend, she got on that plane. I thought I'd be strong and hold back the pain, but I can't. And I'm lonesome in Texas tonight. With the echo of her last goodbye in my ear, I hold picture and choke back the tears, but I lie, cause I cry. I'm lonesome in Texas tonight. Well, I'm lonesome in this old lone star. My heart is with you wherever you are. You're so far away, and damn, that ain't right. I'm lonesome in Texas tonight. I'm lonesome in Texas tonight. The sun's coming up, and it's a new day. So many things that I wanted to say. I'll pull it together and I'll be alright. I'm just lonesome in Texas tonight. Well, I'm lonesome in this old lone star. My heart is with you wherever you are. You're so far away, and damn, that ain't right.
storm in Texas tonight.
Was Lonesome in Texas by Michael Player, and we're back with him right now. Yes. Another great song. Yes, another great song, and we still have another one coming a little bit later called Roughneck. So I'll be playing that one
with you.
Yes.
Cool.
I'm very, very
cool.
excited about that. Yes. Thank you so much for sending these songs to us. We appreciate it a lot.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And I wanted to ask you if you're currently working on any other projects that you could share with us as of yet.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned it. I am working on a project here locally. I live in Willis, Texas, which is situated on Lake Conroe, just about 40 minutes north of Houston. And we've had a resurgence in, of traditional country music, like I said. And I've been able to be fortunate enough to be the kind of the ramrod for the Conroe Opry, which is a once-a-month showcase of local talent. And you know, we're starting on our first one actually this month. It's going to be a week from tomorrow. It's next Saturday on the 26th. And so if people like that traditional Opry format where we have different artists come up, and we tend to lean more towards the traditional country, then more than welcome y'all come out and check us out. You know, there's a full band. It's at a really cool venue in downtown Conroe, Texas, called the Spark Event Hall, the Conroe Sparkle Event Hall. And so that's going to be our inaugural performance is next Saturday. So, you know, barring bad weather, which we've kind of been having some freak weather around here, but, you know, we'll get some Texas sunshine and we'll get some good old country music done next Saturday night.
Nice. That's awesome. So if anybody's down there, make sure you and check it all out. Yes.
Well, I've been getting a lot of good response, and I think people are pretty happy about, you know, trying to bring back some, you know, more traditional stuff. You know, and people don't have to go to, not that there's anything wrong with going to a honky-tonk, but, you know, some people don't want to stay out till 2 o'clock in the morning listening to country music. And, you know, it's a good opportunity to get some of these young bucks, these young men and women, that are sticking to traditional country roots, and they get to come out and perform with the house band, my band, MP4 band, and we just get to have a good old time doing a little picking and grinning, you know.
Right. Exactly, picking and grinning. I like that. That's awesome. It's going to be such a great one. I know it for sure. I wish I could go. So everyone, if you guys go, please make sure you take pictures if you can. Don't get in trouble for me, but if you can, please take pictures.
Yeah, pictures are welcome. You know, we're getting a lot of social media that helps out a lot. And if you come down here, I will gladly save you a front row seat, Josie.
Thank you. I would love that. I would be the one screaming the loudest. Yes. See, I'm one of those supportive fans.
Absolutely. We appreciate that.
Anytime. And so I know we are running out of time, but like I said, I really want to play this song. So how about we play it right now, called Roughneck, and we'll be right back. Let's hit it. Hit
right.
it. Here we go.
Working all day, getting it done. I got my mind on the weekend, gonna have some fun. Pusher won't get off my back, company man ain't cut no slack. I wanna leave this rig, never look back. But I'm a roughneck, redneck son of a gun. When I start drinking whiskey, I'm gonna have some fun. Well, I'm tattooed and white trash as hell. I got a sweet little honey ready to make my bed. Yeah. It's 6 a.m. when I'm in my truck. The gas in the tank just enough. Get me back to the rig and make my hits.
but I feel 65. Thank God and my mama, I'm alive. I ain't ready for a pine box yet. Well, ain't nothing for me to go crazy on a Friday night. I might talk some trash and get into a fight. I say dance with the sheriff when he hauls me off to jail, where I got a sweet little honey ready to make my bail. Hey, I'm a roughneck, redneck son of a gun. When I start drinking whiskey, I'm gonna have some fun. I'm tattooed in white trash hell. I got a sweet little honey ready to make my bail. Rise on Friday, you know I'm a happy man. Yeah, I feel a whole lot better with that paycheck in my hand. I'm a roughneck, redneck son of a gun. When I start drinking whiskey, I'm gonna have some fun. Well, I'm tattooed in white trash hell. I got a sweet little honey ready to make my bill. I got a sweet little honey ready to make my bell. It's 6 a.m. and I'm in my truck. Gas in the tank is just enough. Get me back to the rig to make my head.
Yes, that was Rough Neck by Michael Player. And we're back right now.
Yeah, Oldfield song there for you.
It is so good. It is so good. It's definitely a toe tapper, and the music is just totally rocking. It really is.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
We try to cater to everybody around here, and I was really happy with the way that one came out.
Yeah.
You know, you never know how people are going to receive your music, but, you know, when you grow up in East Texas and you're going to do a time, if you either go to the, you know, young men in East Texas are going to either usually go to the military or they're going to go to the oil field, and so that's the route that I went.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that. That was co-written with a friend of mine named Sam Askin. And really, that song is really more about Sam than it is me. But I enjoyed doing that, and I always tell Sam, I said, you know, if this thing hits, you know, it's going to be about you. So this is your biography.
I love that. So good. It really, really is. It's such a great song.
Well, thank
all
you.
Three of these. Yes. You're
well,
welcome. It's true. I love it, I love it. And I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, I've had a blast, yes, I really have. And thank you so much. And, you know, just thank you out there in internet radio land. You know, thank y'all, because y'all are the reason, you know, the people that buy the tickets and buy the CDs, that's really what we're after. We're after to entertain people and make them feel good. And, you know, if it wasn't people like that, then, you know, I would just still be sitting in my living room, you know, jamming out with my friends.
Right. You need that. You need that love and support behind you, and you really do. You have a lot of dedicated fans behind you, and I am a new fan. I am.
Well,
tell
thank
me
you.
Here.
Super.
Anytime. And we'll talk with you again really, really soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show. Michael Player, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I loved it. I loved talking with Michael Player. I had such a great time talking with both of my guests so far tonight, but we still have another guest, so we are definitely not done yet. So please make sure you stay tuned. There's so much to talk about. But first, I really wanted to talk about our 24/7 licensed country music radio station, Country Blast Radio, just for a moment so I could tell you about all the cool stuff happening. So we play the best mix of all that is country from signed and independent artists. It's a mix. It's such a great mix. of both. So that's what we love. And you can hear us and check out what is going on, including station contests at countryblastradio.com. And since we are worldwide on Live 365, you could also hear us on Live365.com by searching Country Blast Radio. And, yeah, it's very easy. You'll find me in my cowgirl hat, and I pop up right away. So it's very easy. And then also
Peanut. Hey, Jonesy.
Hello, Peanut. Wow, we haven't heard from you in a long time. What's up?
You're supposed to be a reporting station now, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you report something?
I'll explain it to you later, Peanut. Don't worry, I got your back. I'll explain it to you a little later.
Report on what? Like, what is Keenan doing right now?
Right now she is backstage putting on lip gloss. That's what she does backstage. Yes, professional.
Yeah, backstage is like your bedroom closet.
Exactly. Well, I'm not in my bedroom. I do have an office now. Remember, I moved up. Come on now. Remember that. I moved up. But yes, exactly. So we definitely will tell you all about that in a moment. Do not get jumping ahead now, Peanut. You know how it confuses me.
Yeah, you need to go to reporter school.
Yes, I do. I do. Thank you for that.
If you'd like to make a call, please.
That's nice. I feel so loved. And so, yeah, you can check us out, make us your preset, so it's just a click away. It's super easy. So remember, live365.com. But there are other ways that you can listen to us. You could also download the free Live365 app on your iPhone or Droid, so you could take us with you everywhere. You can hear us in the car, outside, your barbecue, at work, shopping, wherever you want to go. We will follow you there. Which, oh, goodness, that sounds good. I wish I could, like, literally follow you guys there, so, you know, the barbecue.
Hey.
Ooh, yum. Yes.
Hey, yeah, Josie's not kidding. You can hear Josie everywhere. Every night I hear her from my tree because she snores.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that's me. Right. Exactly. True.
She passes gas, it's like a hurricane.
What are you talking about now, honey? Okay, thank you very much, Peanut. You are done. Peanut, you are cut off from whatever you are doing right now. make sure you check us all out. It's super, super easy, and you can hear us everywhere. And so, yes, make sure you do that. And you can also hear The Josie Show live on Country Blast Radio each Friday night as well. So countryblastradio.com. Do it. We would really, really appreciate it.
Hey, Josie, if you tie two strings together with a can, like the old telephone game, can you hear the show?
I don't know. I got to test that out. But I'm pretty sure you can, because we are heard everywhere. So it's possible. It's really possible. I have to test it out, but I'm pretty sure. And so, but if you would like to advertise on Country Blast Radio or become a sponsor of The Josie Show, please contact our executive producer, Tina, by emailing.
Somewhere on another planet, there's a bunch of little green aliens listening to the show going, what's wrong with those people? We're not visiting that planet.
Yep, pretty much. That's exactly what happens. Exactly. And remember to, so if you would like to advertise on Country Blast Radio or become a sponsor, please make sure you contact Tina at josieshow.com or by phone at 331-442-5833. And so, yes, make sure you check that out if that's something that you would be into. There isn't a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio and get worldwide attention to your business. It's great for online businesses or those with multiple locations. We do it all. So make sure you check that
support
out.
Country Blast Radio and the Josie Show. Become a VIP because Josie needs the money to buy me pudding and she needs a new Snuggie.
What? No. Thank you, but I already have a Snuggie, okay? Come on. So please, you know, just check that all out. And I think my next guest is here. I just got the thumbs up. So everyone, please welcome to the show my next guest, Cassandra Kabinski. Woohoo!
Hey!
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Josie, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm very excited to be speaking with you and playing your songs tonight. It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but I really kind of want to start from the beginning before we get, you know, into all that. First, can you tell us how you found your interest in music and theater? When did this all start for you?
Sure. So when I was a kid, I was really into singing, and when I was 12, I think I was 12, my mom saw an audition in the newspaper advertised for the show Annie, and she asked if I wanted to go audition, and it was at a professional theater in Connecticut. And long story short, I went, and I went through rounds and rounds of auditions, and then they cast me as the lead role. So all of a sudden, I was 12, and I was a professional actress, and you know, I had a union card and all this stuff, and I really didn't know what I was getting into. So, but it really kicked off my love, you know, for theater and music, and it just was, it was an awesome experience, and it really set me on my path.
Absolutely. I mean, how cool is that? And such great motivation to, you know, just audition and get the lead role for your first, you know, theater production. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was, you know, kind of lucky. Yeah, for sure.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And who would you say are your biggest career influences, though? Who did you really look up to?
Well, when I was getting started in songwriting, Billy Joel is definitely my first and foremost songwriting influence. He's just somebody that I've been listening to my whole life, and I love his songs, his writing, his style, his delivery. So that was, he was a big deal. And then also a lot of that musical theater stuff, you know, anything from older shows like Guys and Dolls and Showboat up to kind of the things that were newer at the time, like Rent and Stephen Sondheim musicals. So, you know, that was really influencing me. And I think when I started writing, I was also, it was right when John Mayer and Norah Jones and Vanessa Carlton, Gavin DeGraw, that whole crew was really big. And that singer-songwriter thing really inspired me, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Yes, absolutely. That is super cool. Yeah, you have a total great variety of different genres and music that you really, really enjoy. I'm the same way. So that is very, very cool. And something that I seen a little bit earlier, you spent some time in Nashville writing. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and how was it?
Yeah, sure. So I was there. I lived there for most of 2009, and I've made trips back there ever since. And it was really different because for me, before I went to Nashville, I was doing mostly writing on my own, you know, very kind of singer-songwriter style, and releasing albums. And when I got to Nashville, it's a town where collaborating on songs is like a regular everyday thing, and everybody does it. So I got to, you know, build some comfort level with getting in a room and writing with people. And just, you know, it's a whole different set of being open to creativity and being open to the give and take of creativity with somebody or like a group of people. So it was fun, and a lot of the songs I wrote there never really went anywhere, but they could, you know. I mean, they're kicking around, so
exactly.
They are. But I do think it shifted my perspective towards collaboration, and when I moved back to New York, so much of my work since then has been collaborative writing and not stuff that I did on my own.
Right. Right. I think it's better though with, you know, two brains working. I think it makes it easier and a lot more fun as well.
Yeah, it's just, you know, for me it's really different because, like, you know, sometimes I'll write a song that's very personal to me, or and it just kind of flows out and it doesn't need anybody else's perspective. But sometimes there's an idea that's a really cool idea, but then when you put multiple people together, you get more out of that idea. You know, it's not just like your own perspective, you just get their perspective too, so it can be more fun that way.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, now I really want to talk about, you know, something very, very important. You have a song out now for autism titled Not So Different, and can you please tell us, I love this, can you tell us a little bit about your song and video and the reasons you made it?
Sure. Yeah, so my friend Vanessa has two boys, two young children on the autism spectrum. And she asked me at the end of last year to write a song that could kind of be an anthem for their community. And she wanted something that was going to be sort of up-tempo and danceable, but still really have a great message. And
yes.
I interviewed her and a bunch of other parents of children on the autism spectrum, and I came up with a song called Not So Different, which is really just about acceptance and accepting people for who they are without judging them or changing them, which I think is what all of us want, you know, whether or not we have some kind of a label, you know, or a condition that we're dealing with. I think we all want that. And so the video part, we released the song, and then there were some really amazing people in the New York community who heard the song and really offered to form a team to create this video. So the video was crowdfunded by these people, you know, who care and wanted to support this cause. And we shot it in Lower Manhattan with a whole bunch of wonderful families and kids who are on the autism spectrum, kids who are not on the autism spectrum, and they're all playing together and creating these beautiful masks, which is sort of a metaphor for the masks that we put on, you know, to protect ourselves. But in the end, you know, those whatever is behind them is beautiful. So, so that's the video and the idea behind the song. And we donate all of the sales to autism causes, to charities.
Perfect, perfect. I absolutely just love this, and I love the video. I love the concept of it because, like you said, you have, and I think that's what makes it extra special, is you have people from all over that wanted to join this video, which I think it's beautiful, and I hope everybody could check it out. I believe it's on YouTube, right?
Yes, it's on YouTube, and it's also Not So Different has its own website, which is notsodifferent.me. So you can see it on YouTube, or you can see it there.
Perfect, perfect. I love that, and also I love that people who buy this, it also goes to autism organizations. So I think that is double the fun, double the best. I think that's
great. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
And yes, anytime. And so let's play this song right now. I hope you all enjoy it. I definitely did. I heard it before the show, and it's called, obviously, Not So Different. So let's do it. Not So Different, and we will be right back with Cassandra Cabinet.
But I hear everything you say. Reach out and touch.
Not So Different by Sandra Kabinski. Beautiful. I love it. I love it. And you're totally right. It has a great beat to it. Like, you could definitely dance around to it, but it also has a great message as well. So it's a great mix. Great combo.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And I hope everybody checks the music video out as well. We shared it on our Josie Show page. So, but I want everybody to go to the website, notsodifferent.me. So check that out. Yes. All right. And, you know, I also know that you have some more music. So can you please tell us a little bit more about some of the other music that you have out kind of circling the web and on the radio right now?
Sure. Yeah. So my last album was called Just Being Myself. And there's a few tracks from that album that are really getting out there in a cool way. So Avalanche is our latest single. And Avalanche is a really personal song about a really, you know, deep relationship that I had that kind of, you know, it got away, and and, you know, there's just sort of like this sense of when you think about it, and like the emotion and the love come crashing back on you. So that's really what the song is about. And so Avalanche, we made a video for Avalanche as well, and so that's out there on YouTube and also on my website. And a few of the other tracks from that album have also been out there on TV shows. So the title track was used on an NBC promo and also on a Bravo, I think it was a Bravo show called Kendra on Top. So there's been some neat TV placements for some of the tunes and for a lot of our other music that I write with other writers as well. Things on Dance Moms, on Lifetime, like a lot of songs on Dance Moms. So for the Dance Moms fans out there, you probably already know some of our music. So that's kind of what's going on right now. And there's definitely some upcoming things that I'm excited about, but that's what's out there that people can check out now.
Perfect, perfect. And that brings us to your song Avalanche. We have it with us right now, so let's play that. And I know that this song is very relatable to a lot of people. Everyone's been through that kind of breakup, and, you know, so I love that it's relatable, and I'm excited to be playing it right now. So everyone, please check
it
out.
Against your love.
That listeners can go to purchase your music? Where's the best places?
Sure. So all of our music is all over, probably everywhere people buy music. So iTunes and Google Play, Amazon, the independent CD, cdbaby.com, which is the independent music distributor. So all those places, and If you want to purchase it and really own it, you can go there. Of course, at live shows, when we perform live, we always have our music. And we're on a lot of the streaming sites as well, I think. You know, the Rhapsody and Spotify and all of those, too.
Perfect. Easy. I love using all those wonderful online downloadable, where you're able to buy them and put them on all of your iDevices. iPhone, iPad.
Right, yeah, whatever. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that.
For sure,
very easy.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another thing that you do, you have pretty much done it all, I'm telling you. You have another thing that you have done. You've done some voiceovers and jingles for different brands. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that's a little bit different from singing a song. So tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of fun. It's a cool job to have, you know, where you get to be the voice on commercials, and some of them are for products, and some of them are for TV mm-hmm. shows. So I've done some commercial voiceover work for brands like Dunkin' Donuts, Capital One Bank, Home Goods, Kohl's Department Stores, Tampax, MTV, Oil of Olay, so like a lot of different brands. And then there's been some cool stuff with internet sessions and radio sessions as mm-hmm. well. But it's really, you know, I always look at voiceover as, it's kind of, to be a successful voice actor, you have to be a little bit musical, I think, because no mm-hmm. one's going to see you. You have to be causing an emotion in people, you know, causing a relatable emotion in people with your voice, and that's just like singing, you know, it's just like
right.
music.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Wow, that is very, very neat. That's really, really cool to get into, because, like I said, it's much different, you know, from singing one of your songs and then you go into voiceovers and jingles for these great bands. I mean, come on, Dunkin' Donuts and Kohl's. That's awesome. Very, very
yeah,
neat.
It's really fun. I would think that you'd probably be great at it because you have so much radio background, you know. I'm surprised you're not already in it.
I should. I should start because that is really, really cool. I would love that.
yeah.
Very, very cool. Yes. And, you know, another thing I want to mention because I know it's been doing very, very well. I've seen it all over the web for sure, called Cattle Call, and which was co-written by one of our former guests, Lori Martini. So can you tell us a little bit about, first off, working with Lori and then also this song? Tell us about it.
Sure, yeah. So Lori and I met through a mutual friend a few years ago, and our working relationship is really interesting because, like I was saying before, you know, you get two people's energy and two people's ideas. And Lori and I come from really, really different backgrounds, and Lori has fantastic ideas as a writer, just like really you know, creative, very word-driven, image-driven mm-hmm. ideas, and great ideas about how she wants to produce the songs. So when we write together, a lot of times she has brought in an idea, and then I'm sort of the musical person who fleshes it out, and, you know, we go back and forth like that. So Cattle Call is one of the songs. We've got, I think, about, you know, 10 or so songs together. And all of them, we're looking to have them in really big TV and movie and ad advertisement licensing situations, and or getting cut by artists. So Cattle Call is a very country song, and it was actually produced and performed by, you know, the Nashville cast, which has Nashville musicians. And it's really sort of a kind of a tongue-in-cheek look at the whole Nashville scene where everybody comes and tries to make it big, you know, and this kind of idea of showing up and, like, you know, it's just me and my guitar and I'm going to try to make it. And, you know, and that's not unique to Nashville per se. There's that kind of mentality in every city, you know, where people just, they go to the city to make their dreams come true. And so it's a little bit of like a cynical sort of tongue-in-cheek look at, like, you know, you're one of the millions of people showing up to make your dreams come true. And, you know, it's not meant to be, it's certainly not a downer song. It's like a rip-roaring kind of rock country track. But, yeah, so it's fun, and the lyrics are sort of pithy and tongue-in-cheek, and yeah, and the band sounds great. So our goal is we'd like to get it on the TV show Nashville, or cut by, you know, some up-and-coming or established country star would be, that would be our goal with that song, really.
Yes, I definitely could see it happening. I heard this song before the show, and you're right, it is such a great country song, and it has a great music background, and also it's just so well written. It's such a great song. I love it.
Thank
it's
you.
Amazing. You're welcome. You're welcome. And I could definitely see it on Nashville. I definitely can. It would be great. Absolutely. So let's play it right now, because I know everybody really wants to hear it. So here we go. Cattle Call, and we will be right back.
Come on!
Come on, come and join the cattle call. Jump on, jump on, have your chance.
Dirty Martini. It's such a great song.
Thanks, Jersey.
It really is. Yes, and you were talking about, you know, having, you know, an established or up-and-coming country star doing that song. And I could totally see Miranda Lambert doing it. So if anybody has that contact, that would be great.
I know, right? Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just was listening to her album For the Record, which is actually from a few years ago. But
yeah.
I was thinking, you know, she's such an amazing writer. And, you know, I'm not really sure how many of the songs are just her or with co-writers, but... you know, she's got that kind of humor, you know. She's got that kind of a sense of smartness and humor in her writing. And, I mean, gosh, a Miranda Lambert cut would be, like, you know, a dream come true. That would be amazing.
That would be. Like, right when I heard it and then the, you know, how it opens, I was like, Miranda would totally do this.
It really would.
That would be amazing. So anybody, if, you know... happens to be listening, please make sure you check that out. just letting you guys know. So another question here that I have for you, are you working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Are you writing new material? What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now I'm actually kind of figuring out where I'm headed next as an artist, and, you know, what my next artist release project is going to be. And, you know, that's kind of been... it's not something that I've been focused on too much, just because I've been writing so much with other people. And one of the things we're really excited about is this new song called Barcode, which I also wrote with Lori. And it's another really kind of smart, kitschy, funny, tongue-in-cheek little song with more of like a pop, hip-hop vibe. So that is where we're finishing up the, you know, final touches on production, and we have some really interesting possibilities opening up for that song. So we are excited about releasing that and probably making a video for that sometime this summer. And other things, I've got a couple of different production teams and writing teams that I work with, and just generating lots of new material that, you know, will go off into the worlds of... artists and radio and advertising and film and TV, and, you know, go and inspire people the way that music always inspired us. And that's kind of, that's the deal, you know. It's like that circle of creativity, and it's cool to keep being a part of it. So, you know, but right now it's just more music coming up.
Right. Well, that is so great. And you have to let us know when Barcode comes out and all of your other material. We would love to check it all out, and maybe we could have you back on for, like, an update or something fun like that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, that'd be so fun. Yeah.
Perfect. So that is a plan for sure. I would love that. And we are running out of time here, but I wanted to ask you if there's any upcoming performances planned where your new listeners are listening in and want to check out your stuff live. Where can we go?
Absolutely. So in New York City, that's where I'm based, and we've got a big show coming up for my birthday, which is going to be in early September. So Wednesday, September 3rd at 9:15, we'll be at Rockwood Music Hall, which is a cool Lower East Side club, and doing a kind of a stripped-down acoustic thing. It'll be an ensemble, but it'll be sort of an acoustic ensemble playing. And we're really looking forward to that and to some other smaller gigs around New York City. But everything is always listed on my website, justbeingmyself.me. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all those places.
Perfect. That is so awesome. It sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun show for your birthday. That's amazing.
Yeah, it should be fun.
It will be. So thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Thanks so much, Jersey. It's been so much fun chatting, and I'm looking forward to catching up again.
Perfect. It's a plan. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Cassandra Gavinsky, everybody. Awesome. So now I want to get through some announcements before we close up the show, and also we have VIP members, so Sit tight. I want to let you guys all know what's been going on here. I think you guys already know this tidbit of information because I've been posting it on Facebook, and I've told you before already on here. So I wanted to thank everyone for our two nominations in the Independent Country Music Association Awards for 2014. Try saying that three times fast. Woo, that's a the tongue twister. We were nominated for Most Indie-Friendly Radio Show, and I was nominated for Most Indie-Friendly DJ, and so that's such a big honor. Thank you all so, so much. We're very thankful for all of you who, you know, helped get us nominated. That is so insane. So thank you all so, so much. And also another thing here that I wanted to let you guys know is we have a special edition show on Monday, July 21st, and we feature Jillian Jensen, and you guys all probably know her from X Factor and American Idol. So I'm very, very stoked to be talking with her on July 21st. And then on July 28th, special edition, we feature Katie Armiger. So I am very excited about both of those special edition shows, just to show special editions. So remember, Monday, July 21st, Jillian Jensen, and July 28th, Katie Armiger. So please make sure you check out
those. Hey, Josie, how come you haven't had any chipmunks as guests?
We can't find any that can, like, you know, really, like, talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you haven't even tried.
I tried. Okay, yeah, all right.
you're like president. You're prejudiced against squirrels.
I love it. Well, you know, we're definitely going to have to try then. We will. And also another thing that I wanted to talk about, and Alan actually mentioned it before about our national chart reporting station. We are celebrating that. Country Blast Radio became a national chart reporting station. So that's very, very exciting. And thank you all so much for all the congratulations and love on Facebook and even Twitter. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm very, very excited to start that new venture and see where it goes. And I love that. I think that's so amazing. So thank you all so, so much for all of your support.
Yeah, you should all follow Josie's Facebook because she, like, posts pictures of clouds.
I do not. Only that one time. but, yes, definitely. Make sure you check that out. And I know the cloud picture that you're talking about, and it was the coolest thing
ever.
Yeah,
one that looked like Jay Leno.
It was a heart. It was. I promise it was a heart. But, yeah, it's really, really cool. So please make sure you can check that out and everything else that I have to say on Facebook.com. And you just type in my name, Josie Pasentino, and I pop right up. So it's very, very easy. So please do that. And also Twitter.com.
And if you want to see what pancakes look like after Tina cooks them, just look at Josie's clown pictures.
Well, we don't have anything like that. But it could come one of these days. So make sure you check that out. And also twitter.com/JosieShow and twitter.com/JosiePasentino. So now let's pass it on over to my producer, my executive producer. You have many hats. Station manager, I don't even know anymore. I've lost track. Let's pass it down to Tina. She's going to talk about our VIP members and what's going on in their world. Hello.
Well, hello. How are you?
Doing pretty well. What is going on with our VIPs?
Well, he always gives me the buzzer. Okay, so here's the story. I am going to tell you about a couple of performances that are coming up for some of our VIPs, and then I'm going to go through and let you know who they all are and where you can find them. We make it real simple. Any updated news that comes out weekly for these VIP members, we put on the Josie Show Facebook page. So just type in Josie Show. You'll find our Facebook page there, and you'll get to catch up on all the latest news. So we share all of that in one place for you so that you have anything exciting that they have coming up and that they're posting. We're sharing that with you. You can also find it on Josie's personal Facebook page. So if you type in Josie Pasentino in the Facebook, in the search bar on Facebook, you can go ahead and make of her a friend so you can see what she has going on. But first, I see that on July 23rd, Fraser Newcomb and his band will be at the Big X in Bridgewater. That's Wednesday, July 23rd at 9 p.m. And then we don't want to miss this, but make sure you go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com to keep up on the latest news. He is on a 9-day away countdown from his brand new CD coming out. So they're super excited about that. On Monday, Lace Whitworth had his single Tomboy released to Music Row radio stations. So that is doing fabulous, and of course it's doing awesome on Country Blast Radio as well. So make sure you go to the Josie Show Facebook page. There's a link there for you to click to download Tomboy if you haven't gotten that yet. You want to get your paws on that for sure. And then Brad Howard. Brad Howard and his Country Heart Band will be back at the Smyrna, I'm sure I'm never saying that right, VFW on July 26th. They start at 8 p.m., so make sure you go when you check that out in Tennessee, if you live anywhere near there. That is a great show. Now, let me go ahead and tell you who all of our Josie Show VIP members are and where you can find them. First off, you can always go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab. It'll take you to the page where all of their faces and clickable links are that could take you to their site so you don't have to remember all of this. Tim Garman, you can find him always at timgarmanmusic.com. Vince Anthony, as I told you, you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Keep a listen there for when his new CD comes out. We will definitely have the music spinning on our station. Larry J. Massey, you can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs, you find him at waynejacobs.co. That's just .co at the end. Brad Howard, who I told you about a performance coming up here in July, you can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. Rick Seaman, check out everything that he's doing at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. Frazier Newcomb, you can find at frazernewcomb.com, and don't forget his upcoming performance I told you about. Lace Whitworth, make sure you download his song, Tomboy. You can find out more information on him besides at his Facebook page, but also at lacewhitworth.com. Congratulations to him for having Tomboy released to Music Row radio stations this past Monday. We are so proud of you. Next, Mark Wildman. You can find his music and his beautiful art at markwildman.com. A special thank you to him this past Tuesday. He was our Country Blast Radio's Artist of the Day, and we did a giveaway Tuesday. Congratulations to the winners that day. Your prizes have been already selected to go out, so you should see them arrive in your homes next week. So, again, thank you to Mark for being our Artist of the Day last Tuesday. Will Sterling, you can find him at facebook.com/WSterlingMusic. And Lisa Skinner, find her at facebook.com/Lisa.Skinner.739. All right, so those are our Josie Show VIP members. And before I go ahead and switch it back over to Josie, let me just tell you a couple of things. If you have a moment, go to josieshow.com and please click on our Outreach tab. It will list for you a bunch of different things that we have done over the years to try and help out in our community and as worldwide as we can. But right now we have got an artist, a very young artist that needs your help. Please, please go to the Outreach tab and check it out. Jesse Hudson was recently diagnosed with cancer, and he is fighting quite a battle, and we need you to help if you possibly can. So go there. All of the details are there in regards to where you can go ahead and send a donation, or if there's anything else that you can do to help or you think that you can do to assist, go ahead and send us an email at tina@josieshow.com, and we will be more than glad to take that email and forward it on to Jesse. If you want to donate, you could just do that through PayPal, and just do that straight to Jesse Hudson, please, at jjhmusician@yahoo.com. That way he can right away, without any delays in processing, he can right away get the needed medicines and shots and surgeries that are necessary. So all of our best to Jesse J. Hudson. We are certainly rooting for you, and on your side, we wish you a speedy recovery, my friend. So if anybody can help out, please go ahead and do that. Now, I just want to really quick tell you who our guests are going to be on the show next week. So on July 25th, we have Deidre Bentley. I'm not sure if I'm spelling that or saying that right. It's D-E-I-D-R-E, Bentley. She will be on our show. Kenny Lee, we will do another catch-up interview with him, and we will also feature Snakebite that night. So definitely don't forget that. That's next Friday, and Josie already told you about our special editions coming up on the next two Mondays, and we have another one already scheduled for August, so we are rocking and rolling. All right, Josie, I am turning this bad boy back over to you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for telling us everything that's been going on with our VIP members. And remember, all you have to do is go to josieshow.com, and all the tabs at the top direct you to where you want to go. And that includes the outreach program, the archives. You can check out all the past episodes, the VIPs. I mean, just everything is there. So make sure you check that out at josieshow.com. And also check out countryblastradio.com as well. And thank you all so, so much for tuning in to the show tonight. And we will see you guys next time on Monday with our special edition with Jillian Jensen. So, everyone, have a great rest of your night, and we will talk to you guys soon. Good night, everybody. Mwah!
Hello, I'm Josie Pasentino, owner and host of the award-nominated internet radio show, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com. Bullying can happen to anyone. It's not just about after school on the playground anymore. Bullying can now take place 24/7 because of the internet and media services on your phone. Most of us have experienced bullying at one point or another in our lives, even me. I know firsthand how bullying can make a person feel and how long it takes to build your self-esteem back up. But you can. Remember, the person doing the bullying is the one with the real problem, not you. Bullying can even happen at very young ages, so if someone tells you they need help, please listen and take it seriously. Bullying is a serious issue that we have learned can lead to isolation, depression, low self-esteem, and even death. Everyone needs to get involved now to put an end to the senseless act of bullying. If you see bullying happening or it's happening to you, do not wait. Speak to a trusted adult immediately for help. Thank you.